91X News is brought to you by McDonald's.
It's 12 degrees and cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Sam Normand. Old Highway 2 will be shut down tonight from 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. tomorrow. The highway is being closed to accommodate the construction of a new pedestrian bridge. The construction project was initially slated to begin September 20th, but had to be postponed due to concerns raised by the contractor. The warmer-than-usual temperatures over the long Thanksgiving weekend, combined with dry conditions, led to a surge in new forest fires in Ontario. The Ministry of Natural Resources says there were 33 new fires confirmed between last Friday and holiday Monday, with several requiring air attack with water bombers and helicopters. The ministry says the majority of the new fires were caused by humans and are in the northeast region. There are 50 active fires in the province, 24 are being observed, 11 are under control, 7 are being held, and 8 are not under control. The largest new fire is Sault Ste. Marie 20, which has grown to more than 114 hectares and is not under control. Other significant fires include Wawa 37 and Kirkland Lake 19, both of which are 25 hectares in size and not under control. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers is taking the federal government to court. It's challenging the constitutionality of the law that forces members back to work in June. Union President Dennis Lemelin says the legislation violates the rights of workers to negotiate their working conditions and wages. Amnesty International Canada says the federal government should arrest former U.S. President George W. Bush when he visits British Columbia next week. The rights body says both Canadian and international law oblige Canada to detain Bush and investigate him for war crimes and torture. Amnesty Canada's Secretary General Alex Neves says Bush admits in his memoirs that he authorized the use of torture against terror suspects. Neves says the Americans used a variety of torture methods, including waterboarding, beatings, and sleep deprivation. He says Amnesty has sent a lengthy document to the federal government outlining its responsibilities under international law. Bush and former President Bill Clinton are scheduled to attend an economic conference in Surrey, BC next week. A strike deadline has been set for later this month for the faculty of the University of Windsor. The Windsor University Faculty Association has set a 12:01 a.m. on October 19th deadline. Association President Ryan Brown says university administration continues to demand concessions and cuts. More mediation talks are set for October 17th and 18th. The association represents nearly 1,000 faculty, sessional instructors, and librarians. It went on strike in 2008. Crews have recovered the body of a construction worker who was killed Tuesday when a drilling rig collapsed at Toronto's York University. The 25-year-old man was killed and five others were injured in the accident at the site of future York University subway station. Dozens of emergency responders worked frantically to free the workers trapped under the rig. Police say the recovery effort was slow because of the soft and unstable ground around the construction area. Ontario Ministry of Labour inspectors are back to the scene today near the Keele campus, trying to determine what caused the drill to collapse. Although the construction site belongs to the Toronto Transit Commission, spokesman Brad Ross says the work was being done by subcontracted workers. A Cornwall man will be sentenced today for the murder of a 5-year-old girl in 2008, which shocked the community. Shane Haley, 23, pleaded guilty this year to second-degree murder for stabbing Alyssa Travers multiple times as she slept. Murder carries a life sentence, but lawyers laid out their case 2 weeks ago on when Haley should be able to apply for parole. The Crown wants Haley to serve 20 years before he's eligible to apply for parole, saying the sentence has to apply to denunciation and deterrence. The defense wants 15 years because it says Haley is young and can be rehabilitated. Court was told an intoxicated Haley broke into the home hoping to have an encounter with Alyssa's mother, but found the child, who either screamed or he panicked before stabbing her. The leader of the U.S. House, Speaker John Boehner, says the Obama administration should hold Iran accountable for the plot to assassinate the Saudi ambassador to the United States, though the Republican declines to specify what action the U.S. should take. The Obama administration accused Iranian government agents of plotting the assassination, which was foiled when they tried to hire an informant to kill the diplomat with a bomb attack. The informant was posing as a member of a Mexican drug cartel. Speaking to reporters Wednesday, Boehner called the plot a very serious breach of international behavior. On the Iranian government, Boehner said the U.S. should hold their feet to fire. However, Boehner said, "I don't think I need to be specific in terms of what the administration could or should do." Air Canada's flight attendants say they have not received an order that would prevent them from launching a strike just after midnight. The Canadian Union of Public Employees, which represents 6,800 flight attendants at the country's largest airline, says it is in a legal strike position but remains available to resume negotiations. The union had served 72 hours notice on Sunday after members rejected a second tentative agreement. But Labor Minister Lisa Raitt announced Tuesday that the government would move to prevent a strike by sending the matter to the Canadian Industrial Relations Board for reviews. She said no strike or lockout is permitted while the independent agency is studying the matter. The minister wants the CIRB to examine the difficulties in winning ratification of two tentative agreements reached by company and union negotiators. That's 91X News to 1206. Sean Macy has sports next.
Now that's the sound of value, like McDonald's Value Picks menu. Get a delicious McDouble, two 100% Canadian beef patties, and a slice of cheesy goodness. Only $1.39 plus tax every day. At participating McDonald's.
Good afternoon, I'm Sean Macy with 91X Sports. One of Loyalist College's newest basketball players was recently honored for her high school achievements. Jenny Thompson was an eight-sport athlete at Quinty Secondary School, which led to her winning the McDonald's Belleville High School Athlete of the Year award. Now playing for the Lancers, Thompson wasn't expecting to win the award.
I thought I was really surprised. I've seen people win it over the years, and I thought that was extreme. That's exciting.
Basketball runs in Thompson's family. She says she followed in the footsteps of her mom and brother. The Napanee Raiders lost a close game to the Amherstview Jets last night. The 3-2 shootout win gave the Jets their second win of the year. John Sweet and Jeremy Burley each scored for the Raiders, who have the night off tonight. The Ottawa Senators recorded their first win of the season last night on home ice against the Minnesota Wild. Team captain Daniel Alfredson scored the winning goal in the shootout, moving the Sens to 1-2 on the season. Former Senator Danny Heatley ended the game with one assist in the loss. Pittsburgh Penguins beat the Florida Panthers 4-2 despite playing without captain Sidney Crosby. Vancouver is headed to Philadelphia tonight, Colorado takes on Columbus, and the reigning Stanley Cup champion Bruins play Carolina. Doug Fister got the win for Detroit in last night's AL Championship Series game over the Texas Rangers. With the victory, the Tigers are still trailing Texas 2-1. Texas starter Colby Lewis couldn't get out of the sixth inning after giving up 4 earned runs in the loss. Miguel Cabrera, Victor Martinez, and Johnny Peralta all homered for Detroit. The NL Championship Series gets going again tonight with Brewers ace Giovanni Gallardo taking on Chris Carpenter of the Cardinals. The series is tied at 1 game apiece. The man who ended an 86-year championship drought with the Boston Red Sox is poised to take on a similar task with the Chicago Cubs. A source has said Red Sox general manager Theo Epstein is likely to join Chicago in the next 48 hours. After 103 years without a World Series title, the Cubs need all the help they can get. The Toronto Argonauts have cut former CFL Rookie of the Year, Preche Rodriguez. The import receiver struggled since joining the team in September. The 26-year-old was the top rookie in 2008 with the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Since then, he has bounced between Saskatchewan, Montreal, Edmonton, and Toronto. Canadian Milos Raonic has been eliminated from the Shanghai Masters. David Ferrer knocked off the 20-year-old earlier today in straight sets. 87th-ranked Canada held on for a scoreless tie against Puerto Rico in World Cup qualifying last night. Puerto Rico is ranked 145th in the world. Canada now has 3 wins and 1 draw with no losses in the second round of qualifying. Send us your team or league scores, email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports, here's Sam Normand with 91x Weather.
91x Weather. Today, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers this afternoon. A high of 19 with a UV index of 3 or moderate. Tonight, cloudy, 40% chance of shower early this evening. Showers beginning this evening, low of 12. Thursday, showers ending late in the morning, then cloudy with 60% chance of showers. Wind becoming east 20 kilometers an hour late in the evening with a high of 17. At 12:10, it's 12 degrees. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Sam Normand with Sean Macy. News is next at 1.